just went to the doctor for my yearly checkup. Can I use that for the doctor form?
Well, so a lot of times a family will say, oh, I just went to the doctor, and it's really been 4 months, 6 months, whatever. The doctor form needs to be current, or it's going to chop time off your home study approval. The doctor form, just like the background checks, are good for 1 year only. The other thing is, you may not have the required labs done by your doctor. Everyone that's adopting is required to have an HIV and a TB test. If you haven't had those done, those have to be added. If your doctor doesn't do them at their office, then they can give you the lab work to get it scheduled at the lab. Many doctors will say that they'll mail the form, fax the form. We have learned that normally you have to chase them around when they do that. So the best thing to do is to have your labs done first and then go in with your form and have them fill it out for you. Sometimes the doctors forget to put your name on the form and we can't accept it that way. Sometimes they forget to sign it. So we really want everyone that's going to turn in their doctor form to me to know that it is fully filled out by their doctor, dated, everything. Otherwise, we just go back and forth returning the stuff and you going back to the doctor.
Do we need 5 reference letters for each of us in the home?
So 5 reference letters total. If the person doesn't know your spouse for X amount of time, they can still write about you and how you grew up together or whatever they want to share about you if you are the one that they know mostly. And then they can add on a little bit about your husband. The other thing is you want to blend the number of people that are friends, family, neighbors, neighbor. You know, anybody could write a reference letter except someone that you're supervising. You can't be their boss and then asking them to do a reference letter for you.